know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added the...
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon.
Are you ready? You better get ready.
Ray Eye.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity-hoppin', Easter's on its way.
Oh, boy, lemon twang.
Ringing every girl and boy, baskets
full. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbit.
Easter bright and gay.
Be very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
And an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes...
Hey, you! Come back here!
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Oh, I'll get that wabbit if it's the worst thing I do. This is the worst war, wabbit. Okay, wabbit, I see through that disguise. Say your prayers. Now I got you, you wabbit. Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit. I got you now, you wabbit. I'm gonna blow you into a million wabbit cutlets. I finally got even with that gooey wabbit.
What have I done? I've killed a wabbit. Poor little bunny. Poor little wabbit.
Well, what did you expect? A happy ending?
Hopping down the bunny trail.
That's wrong in so many ways.
Oh, he's not allowed on television anymore.
Yeah, we play him here.
He and Yosemite Sam, they're too violent.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. Happy Easter weekend.
here from the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios. This is your host, Ray I, with Peanut, Matty G, and the Vogler Vogler. The boys already got their Easter baskets this morning. Woo-hoo. The Easter bunny has struck, right?
Woohoo!
Wow. How are you guys this morning? You doing all right, Matty G?
Never better.
Glad you could join us this morning and run the board. I was beginning to wonder if you was coming in today.
Oh, I'll always be here.
Yeah. What do you think, Vogler Vogler? You ready for the Easter bunny?
Yeah.
You're going to get a basket full of rocks.
Are you that a rabbit poop?
Oh, we got an Easter show. We're going to have a lot of fun. We did have a situation last weekend where we were struck by lightning, the tower, and some of our, it went out on the internet but didn't go out and broadcast. So we're bringing back Billy Smith, and his interview from last week was awesome, and we're going to do that this week because those that listen to the radio didn't get to hear that interview, right?
Yes.
Right, and we're going to do a special tribute to Easter in the last segment. And other than that, it's just going to be us visiting because it's Easter. We got some news items and some things going on, and we're going to talk about those. But it's a great morning. Peanut was really excited this morning to come in for the Easter show.
She does. She doesn't want to leave when we leave. She just kind of wants to hang out here.
Now, we'd never try to get political or take sides or do all that, but there's a few things that, you know, there's so many untruths out there before we get into the show on this Easter weekend. You need to know the National Rifle Association has been taking an awful lot of heat, and they have absolutely nothing to do with the things that they're saying on television. What they actually do is teach safety and lots of good things, but we won't get into all that. Anyway, there's 5 million members of the National Rifle Association, and up until I think it was January 2014, it's estimated there are between 70 and 80 million American law-abiding, legal, tax-paying citizens, gun owners. Those 70 to 80 million gun owners had in their possession almost 300 million firearms, about 100 million of which were handguns, and they shot no one. And another neat statistic, you know how we talk about the women in the outdoors and we had the yes. girl hunts and stuff, the stats on that are really coming out are really great. It says how many women hunters are in the U.S. and the number of American women spending time hunting has spiked 25% between 2011 and 2015, according to the Census Bureau statistics cited by the National Geographic. While men still make up the majority of 13.7 million hunters in the United States, 11% are women, and that's growing.
Yes,
that's really cool. I got to tell everybody, I went to the Ozarks, went down and saw my brother Murray Anderson at Anderson Services, got some stuff set up for my youth hunt. We got youth hunts coming up. You'll be talking about youth hunt information in the next segment. But, wow, was it beautiful. The spice bush is blooming. I mean, you ought to see it down there. It's unbelievable. Service berries out, lots of, like a little sea of white through the hills. Most of the woods is wide open. You can see forever, you know. But I also saw the red buds were starting to show color. And, of course, the daffodils and stuff were up. But the birds were singing. Turkeys were gobbling. The gobblers were still in big groups of male turkeys up and down the riverway. But it was cool to hear them all talking. But later in the morning, there was some gobblers strutting with some hens. So it's going on. It's starting. But what a beautiful ride and a beautiful time down there. Met Marty down there at the place in Mountain View. And him and his wife, Sue, and visited with them. And went and saw Murray and got all my stuff for my youth hunt. Got a great youth hunt coming up this year, next weekend. We'll talk about that next half. You got anything for me?
Yes. Turkey Spring Youth and this from we'll 6 to 15 years old.
That's the age?
Half an hour before sunrise to half an hour before sunset. They're for the kids. They're extending it the whole day.
That's a good deal. I like that.
Youth hunters who are 6 to 15 on opening day may hunt youth, may also hunt during the regular season with
youth.
Hunt youths, and may hunt during the regular season with unfilled tags.
Okay.
Let's get the kids going.
We got lots of commercials and lots of things going on, so we're going to go ahead and take a break now instead of waiting to 15 after. We're going to come back and let's talk more about the youth season and your other news items and stuff the next segment, okay?
Yes.
So happy Easter, everyone. Hold that family close, and we'll see you on the other side. We'll be right back.